大家好，
Hi, everyone.
欢迎大家来参加我们今天的聚会。无论你是来过很多次的，还是第一次的，
And we want to welcome you to our gathering today, whether you've been here for the first time or you've been here for many times.
因为我们是网上聚会，所以我看不到大家。不过这不影响，我欢迎你们。
So this is because we're gathering over on the internet, and so I cannot see you. But this should not impact, and I want to welcome you.
我非常希望以后有机会我们可以见面。
I truly hope that in the future we have the opportunity to meet each other.
所以不单你们能看到我，我也能看到你们真面目。
So not only will you be able to see me, but I can also see you face to face.
所以今天我想跟大家分享一个题目，
So the subject of today's sharing
就是新造的人。
is a new creation.
看到这个题目的时候，
So when we see this topic,
我不知道你心里有没有闪过这样一个念头，什么是新造的人？
I don't know if you ever considered this. What does it mean to be a new creation?
是机器人吗？是 AI 吗？
Is it a robot or artificial intelligence?
还是刚刚出生的小宝宝，刚刚结婚的新婚夫妇？
Or is it a newborn baby or a new newlywed couple?
这个新人和我有什么关系吗？
And what does this new creation have anything to do with me?
也许其实你没想那么多，
Perhaps you have not thought much about it.
也许是我想多了。
Perhaps I'm overthinking it.
但是我和所有的弟兄姐妹都有一个深切的盼望。
But me along with all the brothers and sisters who truly have a very deep hope
当今天聚会结束的时候，
that at the conclusion of today's gathering,
我们都成为新造的人。
that we all become a new creation.
使今天成为我们一生当中最最重要，也是最值得纪念的一天。
That today becomes the most important as well as the most memorable day of our life.
好，我们先来读一节圣经，
So let's take a look at a passage in the Bible.
《哥林多后书5章17节
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
So that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things did pass away. Lo, become new. Have all things.
新造的人，
A new creature.
什么是新造的人？
What is a new or a new
也简单
creation?
一点，省两个字，什么是新造？
So what is a new creation?
啊，问大家一个听上去有点奇怪的问题哈，
So let me ask you a question that may sound a bit strange.
大家好好听哈，一个刚刚出生的小宝宝是不是一个新造的人？
A newborn baby is the baby a new creation?
我猜会有人说，
Let me guess, probably people will say,
你问的是这什么问题呀？
to probably say, what kind of question are you asking?
当然是新造的。
Of course, it is a new creation.
大家想一想哈，
Let's think about it for a little bit.
疫情之前，
Prior to the pandemic,
假如我们在外面看到一个小 baby，
if we saw a baby outside,
非常非常的可爱。
and it's such a cute baby,
为了能多看他两眼，
just so that
我
we
们
can.
都忍不住想要找他爸妈妈，没话找话。
So because you want to just play with the baby, we just want to maybe take the opportunity to strike up a conversation with the parent.
我们怎么开始跟人家搭讪呢？
So how do we start this conversation?
都是老套路，对不对？哎呀妈呀，这孩子咋这么可爱
So probably we'll say something like, "Oh, well, you have such a cute baby."
？Yes, so cute。
Yes, so cute.
然后呢，再问说这孩子多大了？
And then perhaps we'll go on and ask, "How old is the baby?"
那用英文怎么问
How do you ask this in English?
？How old is he？或者 How old is she？
How old? Yeah.
对，How old，对不对？那直接翻译成咱们中文就是：这孩子多老了？啊，多旧了？明明是新生儿，对不对？你问人家这孩子多老了？How old？
So the baby is a new baby, but yet we're saying how old is the baby?
咱们要是问人家 How new，那就显得咱们没文化了，对不对？
And if we say how new is the baby, that seems a bit uncultured.
好了，这是玩笑啊，咱们言归正
这是
传。
a joke. So,
在我们讨论新造的人之前
，So before we discuss what it means to be a new creation,
我们先来说说人这个神奇的存在是怎么出现在地球上的。
We can first talk about how amazing how mysterious is the man's how did man come about upon Earth?
有人说，科学告诉我们说，人是进化来的。
So some say that science tells us that man comes from evolution.
也有人说呢，圣经告诉我们，人是神造。
And some also says that the Bible tells us that man is created.
还有人说，这个问题太复杂了，我现在不知道，也许我永远不知道。
Or some other may say that this question is too complicated. I don't know right now, nor possibly will I know in the future.
我也不 care.
Nor do I care.
那今天既然是福音聚会
And today is the gospel meeting.
我们呢就按照圣经的记载来看看人的被造。
So according to the Bible, let us take a look at man's creation.
如果以后有科学讲座讲人是进化来的，你可以邀请我们去参加。
If there are other, there are lectures about the evolution or man's evolution, then you can also invite us to attend.
好，我们来看一下圣经的记载。
So let's take a look at what the Bible records.
创世纪第二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And Jehovah God formed a man dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils breath of life, and the man became a living creature.
如果我在信耶稣之前读到这段经文的话
if I read this before I came to know the Lord,
一定会觉得 这是什么呀，这就是天方夜谭呢。
And I would say, what is this? This seems such fantasy.
其实呢，在科学家当中，
But among the scientists,
既有相信进化的，也有相信创造的。
There are scientists who believe in evolution, and there are also scientists who believe in the creation.
比如说这个人，他叫 Francis Collins.
For example, this individual, Francis Collins.
他是美国，也是世界顶级的生物学家。
He is a really great famous biologist, and also perhaps in the world, and not just in the U.S., but also perhaps in the world.
他曾经担任过美国国立卫生研究院的主任。
So at one point in time, he was the director of the NIH.
他在写的书里面就有这样一段话。
And in the book that he wrote, he had this phrase.
他说，生命原来是如此的美轮美奂。
He says that life turns out to be so beautiful.
DNA 数码雅致的令人心旷神怡。
And he says that the DNA strands are so elegant and refreshing.
生命的组成部分何等的美感悦目。
And how beautiful are the components of life.
真是一种高贵的艺术享受。
And it is truly a noble artistic enjoyment.
生物学使我们知道。
Biology causes us to know.
生命呢，是一种非常复杂非常高级非常神奇的存在。
For life is a very complex, advanced, and perhaps even a magical existence.
虽然自然界的生命多姿多彩，多姿多彩。
Although that in the natural world, life is very colorful.
现在已经发现的生物至少有870万种之多。
And right now, there have been about 8.7 million or so different organisms or life that has been discovered.
但是无论什么样的生命形式，各种生物呢都有一定的相同的特征。
And no matter what kind of features or characteristics the different animals may have, but they all also have a very same genetic code.
同一样的基因码，同一样的源头。
It's the same genetic code with the same source.
都由那三类分子所组成，有 DNA, 有 RNA, 有蛋白质。
And so it is all comprised of three groups of types of molecules, is DNA, RNA, and also the proteins.
所以呢，这个 Francis Collins 在他的书里面说，
And that is why Francis Collins in his book said,
对于信仰上帝的人,
so for those who trust in God,
现在有更多理由使我们对生命叹为观止。
There are now even more reasons for us to marvel at life.
好,现在呢,我们就花一点时间,
so let us spend some time.
来仔细地看创世纪二章七节这一节经文。
Let's take a closer look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人。
And Jehovah formed the man dust from the earth, from the ground.
将生气吹在他鼻孔里。
And breathed into his nostril a breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。And
the man became a living creature.
这里首先告诉我们说, 人是神所制作的。And
here it foremost tells us that man is something that's created or formed by God.
既然是制作，就需要材料。So
if it is formed, then there's a need for materials.
这个材料非常简单。And
the material is very simple.
尘土,
dust.
我们知道在人体的物质成分中有许多无机元素。
So we know that in the man's body, there are all different kinds of material compositions.
我上中学最害怕就是学化学。
I really disliked chemistry when I was in grade school.
就这些元素搞得我是七荤八素，记也记不住。
And so these elements really gives me a lot of trouble. I just can't remember them.
我比较喜欢语文算术这些东西。
I like the literature and perhaps math a bit more.
那么，在人的物质成分当中呢？
So in man's man is composed of in the elements that man has contains.
包括碳、氧、氢、氮、硫、磷、钠、钾、氯、钙、镁、铁这么多无机元素。
So it contains the inorganic elements that man contains carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, sulfur, phosphorus, sodium, potassium, chlorine, calcium, magnesium, and iron. So many elements.
Daniel, 你确定你都念出来了吗?
Yes.
OK. 而但是当我们来看泥土成分的时候,
And when we take a look at the elements contained in soil,
那在泥土当中你也会发现这些元素。
And in the soil, you also will find similar elements.
不但如此, 人的骨头呢, 是由磷酸钙组成的。
And man's bones is really comprised of calcium, phosphate, and I think sulfur. Yeah.
那人的肉里面，人的饭里面呢，则是脂肪和蛋白纤维细胞。And
so in man's fat breaks down into protein fibers
and 你把脂肪和这些蛋白纤维分解之后得到的就是水，是煤炭和芒硝。And
so when you take the fat and the fiber and when you break that down further in it, there's water, coal, and phenardite.
我也不知道。然后将人的血液加以分解，得到的是水和氧化铁。So
when you break down human blood, there's water and iron oxide.
非常神奇的，你在泥土中同样能够发现这样的成分。Very
amazingly that these are all the components that you also find in soil.
那这节经文就首先告诉我们说，神用尘土制作人，神用尘土作为材料来制作人，他像一个陶匠。
So God uses dust as the material to form man, and he is like a potter.
他拿起尘土制作了一个陶器，这是第一步。And
the first step is that he took dust and formed a pottery.
再往下读的时候呢，我们需要刚才哈，我们比较需要用这个用一点点思维。那下面我们再往下读呢，则需要运用一点想象力。
So before we read, we use a bit of logic, and now when we continue on, we need to use a bit of our imagination.
可以闭上眼睛哈，就是在我们的脑海里面、头脑里面勾画出一幅图像。So
if we were to close our eyes and to imagine that we're sketching out an image.
神把他用泥土所制作的那个陶器小心翼翼地拿到他的面前。
So God takes the vessel or the pottery that he carefully made and brought before himself.
就这个陶器的鼻孔,
And then towards the nostril of this this vessel, he blew a breath.
希伯来原文在这里使用了一个象音字。
So in the Hebrew is used the onomatopoeia word.
什么是象音字呢?
What is a word onomatopoeia?
告诉大家一个很悲催的消息哈, 前一阵子呢, 只要下雨下的大一点,
So a while ago so when it was raining very hard.
我们家房顶就会滴答滴答的漏雨。
So our roof would leak, and so you would hear this tick-tock, tick-tock.
所以一下雨的时候我们家人就很紧张。
So whenever it rains, we get super nervous.
就去找一些锅碗瓢盆放在地上接雨。
So we need to go and find the gather pots and pans and put it on the floor to hold the water.
那滴答滴答就是象音字。
And this tick-tock-tick-tock sound is onomatopoeia.
是来形容呢漏雨的声音。
It is the word used to describe this the sound of water leaking.
那可能我讲到现在哈, 有人觉得我太啰嗦了, 所以呢,
So up to this point, I think people might get a little feel like I'm saying too much, might be falling asleep right now.
睡得呼呼了。And
perhaps they're sleeping hoo-hoo, you know, making the snoring sound.
那个呼呼也是象音字, 是模仿人酣睡的时候。 发出来的声音.
And this hoo-hoo and the sound is also imitating a sound.
那圣经描写神向人的鼻孔吹气的时候,
So when the Bible described that when God breathed this breath into man,
也使用了一个象音字.
And he also, the Bible also uses the onomatopoeia to describe this word.
本来我想给大家学一学.
Originally, I wanted to, you know, make the sound for you.
但是呢, 再次证实, 我 没有什么语言天赋, 怎么学也学不下。
But unfortunately, no matter, I don't have linguistic talent, so no matter how hard I tried, I can't really make that sound.
所以我只好放弃。
So I give up.
所以呢, 我们只能想象, 神仿佛深深地吸了一口气。
So we can just possibly imagine that God took a deep breath.
然后用力。
And then with force,
把这口气一下子吹进人的鼻孔里,
and then forcefully breathed or this breath into the nostril of man.
那这一口气呢, 就使那个尘土所做的, 本来没有生气的人成为一个有灵的活人。
And so this breath caused the man who was formed from dust, who was without life, to become a living spirit.
这个人呢, 就叫亚当。
And then this man was called Adam.
神所吹的这口气非常非常非常非常重要。
And the breath that God breathed into man is very, very important.
Very, 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 very important. 这是生命之气。
This is the breath of life.
这样呢, 当人被制作出来的时候,
So that when man is created,
他就有三个部分。
He is comprised of three parts.
神向人鼻孔里面吹的那一口气, 就是人里头的灵。
The breath that God breathed into man became, it is the spirit.
神用尘体制作的那个外壳, 就是人的体。
And God, the shell that God formed from the dust became man's body.
灵进入体之后的那个活人叫做魂。
And then when the spirit enter into this body and the being that resulted is the living man.
灵魂合体, 这三个部分有各自的功用。
And that living man is the soul. And so the living soul. So the spirit, the soul, and the body, they all have their own roles to play.
我们每个人身体上的各种的器官带给我们视觉、听觉、嗅觉和味觉。
So our all different kinds of organs and that we have, it gives us sight, hearing, smell, and taste.
使我们通过这些器官可以感知我们周围的物质的世界。
And it is through these organs that we perceive the physical world around us.
和我们这周围的世界沟通, 这就是我们身体的功用。
And also interact with the surrounding world. This is the purpose of our physical body.
除此之外呢, 人还有自我意识。
Aside from that, man also has a self-awareness.
我,
I.
对于人来说, 这是人最重要的知觉。
And to man, this is the most important perception.
当孩子很小很小的时候, 就有我这个意识。
So even when children are really very, very young, they have this the self-awareness.
不需要任何人教他。
No one needs to teach them.
他就知道我是谁, 谁是我。
And he would know that who am I and who I am.
人, 我这个意识呢, 使人有了自我选择, 自我意志。
And so, therefore, man has our own self-choice and our own will.
自我意志, 自己的情感和爱好。
And we have our emotions and our preferences.
我们的需要, 我们的利益。
Our needs and our interests.
我的追求, 我的梦想。
Our pursuits and our dreams.
这一部分叫做魂, 使我们和动物完全不同。
And this portion is called the soul, and this is very different from what the animals.
一个猴子, 即使它能够通过1000次的镜子测试,
Even if a monkey, if he were to go through the mirror test 1,000 times,
他也不会思考人生。
He would not come to consider life.
他不会思想我是谁。
He would not consider who he is.
我为什么要来到这个世界。
Or why it is here.
我活着的意义是什么。
Or what is the purpose of life.
我死了以后会怎么样。
What happens when it dies?
刚刚我们唱一首诗歌, 空谷的回音。
We sang the hymn, Echo of the Valley.
我是空谷的回音, 四处寻找我的心。
I am the echo of the valley, seeking my heart.
问遍溪水和山林, 我心依然无处寻。
Asking the streams and the mountains and the forests, and I still do not know.
这种歌词, 只有人才能够写得出来。
This song can only be written by man.
只有人才能够唱。
Only man can sing this.
猴子如果看到溪水的话, 他大概就是去喝两口。
When the monkey sees the stream of water, it will perhaps go and drink, take a couple of sips.
他来到山林里面, 大概就是上树去找香蕉。
And if he comes into the forest, perhaps he would just climb up on a tree to find bananas.
体, 使我们对周围的世界产生认知。
And the physical body causes us to understand the world around us.
魂, 使我们对自己产生认知。
And the soul causes us to understand ourselves.
人不单单有温饱的问题。
Man not only has the question or the problem of food and clothing.
人还需要有文学、艺术、音乐、美术。
Man, there's also a need for literature, art, music, fine art, and fine art.
还需要诗和远方。
And also poetry and distance land.
所以我们会听人说世界那么大, 我也要去看一看。
We often hear people say that the world is so big, I want to go and see.
在我们魂里还有一个东西是动物所没有的。
Within our soul, there's something else that the animal does not have.
叫做个性。
And that is personality.
人不但长相没有重复的, 个性也没有是一模一样。
We are not clones of each other and our physical appearance, and likewise, no two persons have the exact same personality.
我们的自我不是由我们的身份、地位和外貌来决定。Our
self is not determined by our identity, status, and appearance.
乃是由我们的魂来决定。
It is determined by our soul.
所以呢, 圣经用魂来代表我们这个人。
So therefore, the Bible uses the word soul to represent us.
As a living being. 所以呢, 人有体有魂, 人最后的一部分叫做灵。
So man has a body and a soul, and the last part is a spirit.
灵使我们对神产生认知。
The spirit causes us to understand God.
人通过灵与神来沟通，来敬拜神。
And it is through the Spirit that man communicates with God and also worships Him.
耶稣就曾经说过,
And Jesus said,
神是灵,
For God is Spirit.
所以拜他的要在灵里面拜他。
So all those worship Him need to worship Him in the Spirit.
所以人的这三个部分就决定了人的三个不同的层次。
So these three parts of man determines the three different, levels of man.
这三个层次一个比一个更高。
These levels are one after another. One is higher than the previous.
体呢，使我们和动物处于同一个层次。
And the physical body, puts us on the same level as animals.
魂使人有了动物所没有的明确的自我意识。
And the soul, it is something that man has. It gives man the self-awareness that animal does not have.
使我们站在一个动物没有办法达到的层次。
And so that we can stand on a level that is above animals.
灵则使人向上仰望天空。
And the spirit causes man to gaze up into the heavens.
可以把我们带到一个更高的层次。
And can bring us into even a higher level.
当神完成他的创造之后,
After God has completed his creation,
圣经说,
the Bible says,
神看着一切所造的都甚好。
For God saw all that he has created as good.
他一切所造的当中,
In all of his creation,
人则是他创造的顶峰, 是他的杰作。
Man is the apex of his creation, his masterpiece.
因为神是照着他的形象，他的样式造人。
For God created man after his own image.
但问题在这里。
But the question is this.
如果说人有三个部分的话。
If man has three different parts.
其中三分之二不难理解。
It is not difficult to understand two-thirds of the three.
我们通过身体上的器官来感知外部周围的世界，让我们可以感知甜酸和苦辣。
And it is through the organs of our physical body we come to understand and feel the world that surrounds us and therefore understands the ups and downs and experience the ups and downs.
所以呢，当我们听说动物园里面跑出来豹子的时候，我们都知道要小心。
So when we hear that there's a leopard that escaped from the zoo, and we all become super careful.
当我们听到有大甩卖的时候，赶快去抢。
And when we hear that there's a big sale going on, we will all rush to try to get what we can.
这就是身体带给我们的感觉。
And this is the perception, the feelings that our physical body brings to us.
在我们魂里面则有自我意识、自我的知觉、有自己的主张和意见。
So in our soul, we have our self-awareness. We have our awareness of ourself and also our will and our decision, our choice.
我们有自己的人生观、世界观和价值观。
We have our own our own views on life on the world as well as our values.
所以呢，河南的阿姨56岁了，她还会任性的离家出走，去寻找自己快乐的人生。
And that is why this Hunan lady who is already 56 years old will capriciously leave her home so that she can perhaps seek out her happy life.
就让我们看到。这个阿姨她有很强的魂。
So we can see that this person has a very strong soul.
但是人的灵在哪里?
But where is the spirit of man?
人里面真的有一个房间让灵居住在里面吗?
Is there truly a room in man where the spirit resides?
为什么人很清楚地意识到我们有体,我们有魂,却察觉不到灵的存在呢?
Why is it very that we are very clear that there is a body and there is a soul, but yet we cannot sense that there is the existence of the spirit.
圣经给我们的答案是,
and the answer that the Bible provides to us is,
我们是有灵的,但是这个灵在我们里面是死的。
We have a spirit, but the spirit within us is dead.
神曾经对当人类的祖先亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候
，While Adam and Eve, the ancestors of man, while they were in the Garden of Eden,
神曾经警告他们
，God warned them,
不能吃分别善恶树上的果子。
You shall not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
神对他们说，你们吃的日子必定死。
For God said to them that the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
这个死呢，是指灵的死。
And this death is pointing to a spiritual death.
是与神隔绝，是被神 cut off.
To be forever separated from God, to be cut off from God.
我们知道亚当夏娃，他们吃了。
For we know that Adam and Eve, they ate of the tree.
他们的肉身和魂并没有死。
Their flesh and their soul did not die.
我说当时并没有死。
Well, did not die immediately.
他们还能够生儿养女，繁衍后代。
They can continue to raise their children and have additional descendants.
但是他们的灵死了。
But their spirit died.
以至于他们的肉身的最终的结局还是死，还是要归于尘土。
Until that the eventual outcome of their body is that they would suffer death and they would be returned to the dust.
悲哀，人一生下来，最最重要的三分之一就已经死了。
Such tragedy is that when man is born, the most important part of the third is already dead.
身体活着只不过是暂时的活着。
And when our body lives, but it is only temporarily alive.
魂也是活着。
The soul also is alive.
但是却被污染了。
But it's corrupted.
灵却是死的。
But the spirit is dead.
灵的功用是敬拜神，所以灵一死，人和神的关系断绝，人就不能敬拜真正的神。
The purpose of the spirit is to worship God. So when the spirit dies, the relationship between man is cut off from God, and therefore man can no longer worship God.
所以你出去旅游，在很多地方可以看到许多的庙宇。
So therefore, when you go and travel in many, many different places, you'll see a lot of temples.
但是里面却是陈列着各式各样的偶像。
But what is inside is all different kinds of idols.
人所拜的都是假神。
All of the gods, all that man worship are the false gods.
唯独不敬拜真神，因为人的灵是死的，因为人不认识他。
And man cannot alone and will not worship the true God because he does not know him.
现代人出门的话很方便，随身携带的东西越来越少，背的包包越来越小。
So when we these days, when we leave the house, it's very convenient for us. The things we have to carry on our back is becoming less and less, and the stuff we put in our packs is less.
我们可以说走就走。
We can, at a drop of a dime, we can say, let's go.
但是你有没有注意到？
But have you noticed?
即使我们出门只带一个小包包。
Even when we leave the house, if we're to bring just a very small bag,
有一样东西是必不可少。
There is something that we cannot leave home without.
手机。
Our phones.
当你看到一个人在外面坐立不安，抓耳挠腮的时候。
So outside, you know, when you see someone who's sitting outside, who is very anxious, who is just fidgeting.
估计啊，多半这个人是把手机落在家里了。
Most likely that this person left their phone at home.
对好多人来讲，没有手机是件要命的事儿。
To many people, they cannot live without their phone.
但是即使你有手机，你的手机早晚会没电。
Even if you have your phone, eventually your phone will run out of power.
你需要有电源充电。
And you need a power source.
如果找不到电源呢？
What happens when you cannot find a power source?
就是死机。
The phone dies.
人犯罪，被神赶出了伊甸园之后，
And when man sinned and was kicked out from the Garden of Eden,
人就离开了神。
And from that point on, man left God.
就离开了生命的创造者。
And left the creator of all life.
就离开了生命的源头。
And left the source of all life.
结局必定就是死。
The definite outcome is death.
伊甸园就变成了失乐园 ,lost paradise.
So the Garden of Eden became the lost paradise.
人的身体还活着。
Man's body is still alive.
但是灵却是死了。
But the spirit is dead.
因为灵是死了。
Because the spirit is dead.
所以我们的身体就是拔掉了电源的手机。
And our body becomes the cell phone without a power source.
还能运行。
It could still run.
但是里面的电源不断减少，不断减少，不断减少。
But the power within will just drop or use up little bit by little bit.
总有一天没电，总有一天要死。
Eventually, one day it will die. One day it will run out.
人生就是如此。
And man's life is this way.
刚出生的时候，好像充满了电的手机。
When we're born, we're just like a cell phone that's full with power.
但是却没有接在电源上。
But was not connected to the source.
所以呢，最终都要经过生老病死。
So eventually we will all suffer old age or death by illness.
我们的身体不断的朽坏，不断的朽坏。
And our body is constantly in decay.
我父亲在世的最后几年。
While the last few years while my father was still here.
身体非常非常的虚弱。
His body was extremely weak.
他的视力，他的听力都非常差。
His vision and his hearing was just terrible.
没有什么嗅觉。
And he did not have much smell.
吃什么东西都没味道。
Or taste. And no matter what he ate, he couldn't really taste it.
而且怕冷。
And he was very feeling cold all the time.
即使夏天也要穿很厚很厚的衣服。
Even in the summertime, he needs to put on very heavy clothing.
那一天啊，大部分时间是坐在轮椅上，半睡半醒。
And most of the day he spent were sitting in a wheelchair, half awake, half asleep.
浑身都不舒服，他的身体一天比一天差。
And he had pains all over, discomfort all over his body, and his physical health diminished day by day.
有一次我回去看他。
So once I returned to see him.
要回来的时候，想到他，看着他那个样子，想到他。我走以后，他不知道怎么样，下一次什么时候才能够看到他，我心里头非常难过。
When I saw his condition and thought about that, I was leaving him, and also wouldn't know when I was going to be back to see him, nor how he would end up. I was extremely sad.
我抱着他。
I hugged him.
我在哭，他也在哭。
I was weeping, and I was crying, and he was also crying.
人生的写照就是这样。
The record of life is this.
我们的身体一天天的衰老。
Our body are aging day by day.
各式各样的疾病都会找上门来。
And all kinds of illness will come upon us.
有高血压，有冠心病，有气管炎，有肺炎。
And there's high blood pressure, there's heart disease, there's tracheitis, there's pneumonia.
有帕金森。
There's Parkinson's.
老年痴呆。
There's old age when we get amnesia.
让我们想到这些的时候。
When we think about all these things.
真的觉得人生好像就是一个悲剧。
And it truly seems our life is a tragedy.
我们就这样耗着，一直到我们生命耗尽。
And we're just holding on. All the way until our life is exhausted.
如果我们的子女还有点良心的话,
if our children still have some conscience,
我们走了之后, 他们就把我们挂在墙上。
After we're gone, they will hang us up on the wall,
成为一件纪念品,
and become a souvenir.
这就是人犯罪之后我们身体的情况。
This is our circumstance of our physical body after man has sinned.
魂又如何呢?
But what about the soul?
刚才我们说了。
We have stated.
所谓魂就是自我，就是你。
So the soul is us, is ourself.
就是我之所以成为我，而没有成为你。
And the soul, it is what makes me me, and what makes me not you.
就是我成为我，没有成为马云的那些东西。
And it is what makes me me instead of making me Jack Ma.
大家知道哈，现在各式各样的病毒非常非常的多。
And for we know that there are all kinds of different diseases or viruses these days.
不单单有人体里的病毒。
There are viruses in our physical body.
不单有 COVID-19.
There's COVID-19.
而且呢。还有手机的、电脑的病毒。
And there are also viruses in our computers and our cell phones.
所以有时候我们下载一个 app，或者甚至只是点了一个连接，就把病毒给带进来。
Sometimes when we download an app or even maybe just try to connect to something and that infects us with the virus.
那结果是怎么样呢？
What is the result?
本来用的好好的 app，要不然打不开了，要不然速度慢的没法用，废了。
The app was working very well before, but now I can't even open it or it's extremely slow.
罪对我们魂的影响，就是让我们的魂得了病毒，得了新冠。
So the impact of sin towards our soul is that our soul is now infected with this virus. Our soul has COVID.
2012年，
2012.
在广西有一个13岁的小学生，
In Guangxi, in southern China, there's a 13-year-old student.
13岁哈。
13 years old.
有一天呢，他把住在同一条街上的同班的同学，也是他的闺蜜，找到家里面来玩。
So one day, she invited her classmate who lived on the same street, was also her best friend, to her house to play.
据说哈，当她的闺蜜低头看手机的时候，
Supposedly, when her best friend was just checking her cell phone,
这个13岁的小女生竟然拿起木凳，砰的一下砸在她闺蜜的头上。
this girl took a chair, wooden chair, and smashed it over her head,
当场就把她的闺蜜打晕了。
and knocked her unconscious.
后来呀，她害怕这个同学醒过来之后，把这件事情说出去。
And she was afraid that when her friend would wake up and tell the teacher and tell others.
你知道他做了什么吗？
Do you know what she did?
他是一不做二不休，用菜刀、酒瓶、剪刀这些东西把他的同学、把他的朋友杀死。
And she just without thinking twice, she took a knife, a broken bottle, and scissors and all these things and killed her friend.
甚至残忍地把她的肢解装到塑料袋里面扔了。
And even more so, she dismembered her friend and put her in bags to be disposed.
你能够想象这种事情竟然真的会发生吗？
Can you imagine such a thing could truly happen?
这件事情在当时非常轰动。
This event was very sensational at the time.
多少人问，一个13岁的女孩。怎么会如此的残忍、丧尽天良呢？
And many asked, how could a 13-year-old girl be so cruel?
因为嫉妒，
It is because of jealousy.
因为她的闺蜜长得比较漂亮，
Because her best friend is prettier.
更受同学的喜欢，
Was more well liked by other students.
所以呢，让这个杀人的小女孩她心里面就非常非常的嫉妒。
Which caused this girl to have such jealousy in her heart.
又从嫉妒呢生出来恨意、
And from jealousy came hate.
羡慕、嫉妒、
There,
恨，
admiration, jealousy, and hate.
直到有一天再也没有办法压制他心里面的恶念。
And till one day that she could no longer suppress the evil thoughts.
一个念头，一个冲动，就动手杀人。
And one thought, and just one action, and she killed her friend.
这是一场悲剧。
This is a tragedy.
两个正值蔻豆年华的少女就葬送在嫉妒的手里。
And two young girls, fell into the hands of jealousy.
一个永远离开了这个美好的世界，
One forever departed this world.
她的生命青春刚刚开始。
And her life and her youth was just the beginning.
另一个呢，则在她的手上。沾着闺蜜的血，永远没有办法洗脱。
And the other, she will be forever tainted with the blood of her best friend that she can never wash away.
人心里面的嫉妒实在实在太可怕。
The jealousy in man's heart is truly, horrifying.
一年以后的2013年，
One year later in 2013.
一个婆婆把已经有5个月身孕的儿媳妇杀死了。
A mother-in-law killed a daughter-in-law who was already who is pregnant with a 5 month pregnant.
2015年, 一个人把邻居的孙子杀死。
In 2015, a person killed a neighbor's grandson.
2018年, 一个初三的同学在放学的路上把他的同学刺死。
In 2018, I think a sixth or seventh grader, eighth grader student, stabbed his friend to death on the road.
都是因为嫉妒。
It is all because of jealousy.
做婆婆的嫉妒儿媳妇。
The mother-in-law was jealous of her daughter-in-law.
因为儿媳妇呢, 跟邻居能够融洽的相处, 而且那些邻居都喜欢她。
And because the daughter-in-law was more well-liked by her neighbors.
因为邻居的孙子比自己的孙子健康和聪明。
The other one was because the neighbor's grandchild was smarter than his own grandchild.
因为自己的同学比他成绩好。
And because the other student had better grades than him.
这就是嫉妒。
This is jealousy.
这几起杀人案中, 他们的杀人的动机 是一样,
the motivation for these murders are all the same.
那为什么人会嫉妒?
Why is there jealousy in man?
因为我,
because of me.
就是人以自我为中心的结果。
It is the result of man's self-centeredness.
别人比我们漂亮,比我们聪明,比我们健康。
Others are prettier, smarter, and healthier than I.
比我们性格好,比我们人缘好。
Has better personality, well-liked.
比我们名气大,比我们名声好。
More well-known or more famous than I.
比我们钱多,比我们地位高。
Have more money than me or has more status in society.
这些都能够让我们产生嫉妒。
All of these things will cause jealousy in our heart.
让我们内心里面没有平安,不会感恩。
And jealousy causes our heart causes us to not have any peace and to not be grateful.
嫉妒常常的在我们内心当中折磨我们。
And jealousy often tortures us in our deepest heart.
嫉妒也让我们成为一个很可恶的人。
And it also causes us to be dislike.
就是幸灾乐祸。
And is that we often like to gloat.
问大家一个对我来讲是很拷问灵魂的问题。
Towards everyone, let me ask a question that speaks to our soul and spirit.
假如有一天,
one day,
不需要我们动手,
we don't need to lift a finger.
只要我们点一下头,
if we just need to bow our head,
或者呢, 念两句咒语,
or say a few curse words,
或者心里面甚至心里面只要动一个念头,
or even just have a thought in our heart,
就能够哈, 让那个漂亮的闺蜜的脸上长大麻风,
that we can cause our pretty best friend's face to be littered with leprosy,
让隔壁家的孙子大病一场,
or to cause our neighbor's grandson to be sick,
让我的同学考试得零分上不了大学,
or cause my classmates to get a zero on his test and cannot go to college.
如果有这样的选择, 我们会不会去考虑考虑呢?
If we have this kind of choice, will we seriously consider it?
我们心里面有没有想过, 哎呀, 这个人啊, 看着他真是让我嫉妒, 如果有一天他能够从这个世界上消失, 那该多好。
And have we ever thought that this person, I am truly jealous of this individual. If this person can just be disappear one day from the earth, have we thought about this?
如果我们是这样的人的话,
if we're such a person,
圣经说, 我们在心里面就把人杀了。
The Bible says that then we have already killed that person in our heart.
我们再说, 啊, 再想想, 其实在我们心里面不但有嫉妒,
let us consider a bit more. Not only do we have jealousy in our heart,
我们里面还其实还有好多好多见不得人的东西。
And there are many, many other things that cannot see the light of day in our heart.
我再随便举几个例子。
Let me just give you a few more examples.
欢迎大家勇于对号入座。
And I encourage everyone to have the courage to check within yourself.
如果我们能够把我们的心打开，我们可以看到什么东西呢？
If we open our hearts, what will we see?
就是这些东西。
It is these things.
有嫉妒。
There is jealousy.
贪婪、诡诈、骄傲、虚荣、仇恨等等等等。
There is greed, deceit, pride, vanity, hatred, and so forth.
怎么知道我们有这些东西？
How do we know we have these things?
认识我的都知道哈，我们家有三个孩子。
Those who know me knows that I have three children.
在他们成长的过程中，我从来不需要跟他们解释这些东西是什么。
In their as they were growing up, I never needed to explain to them what these things are.
他们长到一定阶段，自然而然就知道。
And when they grow to a certain age, to a certain state, they naturally do come to know.
因为这些东西是与生俱来的。
Because these are the things that we're all born with.
我们里面都有。
We all have it within us.
好奇怪，我们听到别人说。骄傲的时候，我们有一天就能够明白什么叫骄傲。
It's very interesting that when someone says that there's pride, and all of a sudden we don't need anyone to explain it, we know what pride is.
我长这么大，从来不记得别人教过我什么叫做诡诈，什么叫做虚荣，什么叫做贪婪，什么叫做仇恨。
And till now, no one ever had to explain to me what is deceit, what is vanity, what is hypocrisy, what is pride.
在座的各位。是不是跟我也一样？
Are you all those here? Are you just like me?
我们里面的这些恶，这些东西，圣经用一个字来概括。
In the Bible, all these this evilness in our heart, the Bible uses one word to describe.
叫做罪。
And that is sin.
一个人有没有罪？一个人是不是罪人？是根据我们里面的情况所决定。
Whether or not a person has sin or whether or not a person is a sinner, it is determined by our inner situation.
我们不是因为犯罪而成为了罪人。
We did not become a sinner because we've sinned.
我们因为天生是罪人，所以呢，必定会犯罪。
Because we're sinners, by nature, and therefore we are sinners.
当我们来看一个新生儿的时候。
Let's take a look at a newborn child.
他所有的一切都是从父母所传承的。
All that the newborn has is comes from its parent.
他将来所要经历的不过都是重复前人的经历。
And all of his future experience is but a repeat of experience of his prior, of his ancestors.
他所将要表现出来的将是人类所共有的特征。
And all he has demonstrates or manifests is, but it is about the collective characteristics of mankind.
没有任何东西是新的。
Nothing is new.
最重要的，每一个新生儿出生之后，魂里面都带着同样的人性，都是罪人。
What's more important is that every newborn carries with it all of the same nature, and it is also the newborn is also a sinner.
所以从这个角度看，一个新生儿其实不过也是一个旧人。
From this perspective, we can see that a newborn, but in fact, is really an old person.
所以圣经说，世人都犯了罪。
And the Bible says that all have sinned.
圣经的话就是这么绝对，这么清晰，这么简单，却不粗暴。
And then the Bible is so clear, absolute and simple, but not rough.
那圣经呢，另外还指出一个事实，也是非常可怕。
But the Bible also points out another fact.
就是人不但有罪。
That not only does man have sin.
而且无论你如何努力，你都没有办法摆脱它。
No matter how hard you struggle or work hard, you cannot escape from it.
罪像影子一样跟我们一辈子。
The sin is just like a shadow constantly following us.
无论我们如何想要摆脱它，我们所做的一切，无疑就像一个人揪着自己的头发，想要把自己 拉到空中一样徒劳无力。
No matter how hard or we try to escape from it, it is just like a man try to pull himself up with his by his hair.
即使你是满头的头发，你把你头发拔光了，你也不可能自靠着自己拉到空中去。
And even if you have a full head of hair, and even if you were to pull out every single hair on your head, you still would not be able to lift yourself up into the air by your hair.
所以罪的力量让一个人虽然有行善的愿望，却没有行善的能力。
The power of sin is that although man has the desire to do good, but man does not have the ability to do good.
我们可以希望自己的生命更加美好。
We can always hope that our life becomes better.
但是我们却无法与生命中的丑陋一刀两断。
But we cannot have a clean break from the ugliness in life.
我参加过教会福音班的朋友，可能听过我以前讲过一个故事。
So for those who have attended a gospel class, friends, perhaps you heard me talk about the story before.
说到呢，有一位国王，他雇佣了一群人给他放羊。
So there's a king who employed a whole group of people to be shepherds for him.
其中有一个年轻人，非常非常的老实巴交。
So there was a youngster who was very innocent and honest.
胆小怕事。
He is timid and fearful.
而且呢，他的满足感爆棚，他觉得哈，那个全世界上最幸福的就是他，因为他可以为国王放羊。
And he was truly content, and he felt that he was living the best life because he is able to be a shepherd for the king.
那真是哈，用今天的话讲，活少。钱多还离家近。
And using today's term, it is truly not a lot of work, a good pay, and also very close to home.
那有一天他在野外放羊的时候。
So one day when he was shepherding outside.
遇到了暴风雨。
So there was a great thunderstorm.
非常可怕的暴风雨之后呢还发生了地震。
A very scary thunderstorm, and after that there was an earthquake.
大地震，地震之后就这个大地震呢就把地震开了一条大裂缝，形成了一道深渊。
And so after the earthquake, there was this great earthquake. After that, there was a great divide that appeared when the ground parted.
哎呀，这个老实巴交的小伙子就吓晕了。
And so this little youngster was truly scared. And
等他清醒过来的时候，吓死了，因为他发现他丢了一只羊。
And when he finally wakes up, he was horrified because he found that he lost the sheep.
为了找这个羊啊，他硬着头皮壮胆走进了那条深渊。
And in order to find the sheep, he took up his courage and entered into this valley.
他在里面看到好多好多新奇的东西，从来都没看过。
And within it, he found many, many amazing and new things that he has never seen before.
最稀奇的是里面有一匹空心的铜马。
So what's most amazing inside is you found a copper horse within there.
Empty inside.
Okay,
那个马的身上有一个小窗户。
And on the body of the horse, there was a little window.
这年轻人从小窗户往里一看，结果吓他一跳。
And when he looked inside the window, he was horrified.
他看到什么吗？他看见躺着一个巨人。
He saw that there was a dead giant that lay within.
好在那个巨人已经死了。
And good thing is that the giant is already dead.
这个巨人的手指头上戴了一个金戒指。
And upon the fingers of the giant, there was a gold ring.
这个老实巴交年轻人还是有点贪心，所以呢，他就把那个金戒指拿下来戴在自己的手上啊，然后就把这个秘密深深地藏在自己的心里。
So he was a bit greedy, so he took down the ring and put it on his own hand and returned home and kept the secret in his own heart.
不久之后，在一个偶然的机会。
So not long after, there was a coincidence.
他发现呢，这个巨人的戒指，他所拿到的呢，是一枚媒戒，魔戒。
So he found that the ring that he found from the giant is actually a magical ring.
当他把这个戒指上的宝石对准他自己的时候，他就变成了隐形人，别人就看不见他。
So when he takes the precious stone on the ring and points it toward himself, he becomes invisible. No one can see him.
哎，想想，如果你有这样一个戒指的话。
Just think about it. What if you had this such a ring? What would it feel like?
你可以随时的消失,
You can disappear at will.
别人看不见你,
No one can see you.
你可以为所欲为,
You can do whatever you want.
你可以不受任何约束,
You're not limited by anything. You can eat whatever you want.
你想去哪儿都能去哪儿,
You can go wherever you want.
你想干啥就干啥,
You can do whatever you want.
这个年轻人, 这个发现呢, 让这个年轻人非常非常的兴奋啊,
And he was very excited by this discovery.
不出所料啊, 他做的第一件事, 就是跑到王宫里面, 跑到那个, 啊, 跑到后厨房, 大吃一顿。
So not unexpected, the first thing he did was he went to the king's palace and had a great feast.
后来啊, 他胆子越来越大, 越来越大。
So he became more emboldened as the days went by.
他买通了国王的大臣,
and so he I guess he corrupted the I guess the king's command ministers.
然后呢, 他用阴谋自己当上国王的使臣,
and he himself became a minister of the king.
直到后来他勾引王后, 暗杀了国王, 自己坐上了国王的宝座。
Till one day that he enticed the queen, killed the king, and he himself became king.
那这个故事呢, 其实是希腊一个大哲学家编造的。
And so this story is actually created by a great Greek philosopher.
他的用意是分析揭示人性。
And the purpose is to analyze and to explain humanity.
告诉我们说, 如果没有外部的制约, 如果人人可以为所欲为，尽情的表现人的本性的话。
It basically tells us that if there are no limitations, and that every man can do whatever he pleases, and this would be the true, would truly expose the human nature.
就是呢，没有一个人，一个都没有，能够经得起诱惑的。
Then there is no one, not a single person can withstand temptation.
每个人都会为着自己的利益而作恶。
And every single individual, for their own self-interest, would do evil.
结论就是，人的本性是恶的，人对恶的力量无能为力。The
conclusion is that man is evil at heart, and man is powerless against evil.
你现在看哈，在镜头上这个我，穿着衬衫，打着领带，像模像样。
And if you look at me, who is on the camera, I have my shirt on and I have my tie on. Don't I look good?
但是如果这个镜头 不单单可以把我外面的样子呈现给你, 而且把我里面最深处的角角落落都呈现出来, 让你们看到, 你觉得我会怎么样?
If this camera is not only able to present my exterior view, but also all the corners and the hidden places in my heart, inside of me, so that all can see, what do you think I will look like?
你相信我还会这么坦然吗?
Do you think I would still look so presentable?
笑得出来吗?
Would I be able to smile?
还是会让我花容失色, 无地自容呢?
Or would the colors just drain from my face? Would I be worried?
其实大家不要笑我。
Don't laugh at me.
换做你也差不多。
And if it was you, it would probably be the same.
我估计哈, 你会一面叫, 你们别看, 你们别看, 一面赶快把镜头关掉。
Most likely you would, not only would you say, don't look at me, don't look at me, at the same time, you would probably rush to turn off the camera.
好了，讲到现在，该画一下重点了。
So, till now, let's touch upon the focus point.
一共有两点。
The important point, there are two.
第一点是一个好消息。
The first is a good news.
我们是神造的。We
are created by God.
有神的形象，有神的样式, 神起初所的人是完美的。
And we're created in his image and in his form. And the original creation was perfect.
这叫做起初的人。
This is the original man.
这是一个完美的人。
This is a perfect man.
是一个完美的创造。
It is a perfect creation.
这个完美当中也包括自由。
And within this perfect creation, there is freedom.
这个完美的人, 他有自由, 他可以选择相信真理, 也可以选择呢, 相信谎言。
And in this perfect man, he has the freedom to choose truth or to choose lies.
今天我们还有这个自由。
Today, we continue to have this freedom.
我不知道大家能不能相信哈，直到现在还有一个人，隔三差五就给我发个 email。
I don't know if you believe that even till now, there's a person who constantly sends me email.
他不发别的，专门发那一类哈，说直到现在，美国三军仍然效忠 Trump。
So this person that says, there's even till now, there's people who still, the military still, standing with Trump.
所以呢，只要 Trump 愿意。
And if he were to, if he wants,
他随时可以动手，把混在党政军各个部门的叛徒挖掘出来。
And he can immediately reveal all the traitors within all branches of government.
他随时可以回到总统的宝座。
And he can return to the presidency.
这叫什么？
What is this?
人有自由啊，他可以选择把这些东西到处散发呀。
Man has the freedom. He can choose to send this everywhere.
他可以选择他要信什么。
He has a choice to believe in what he wants.
那我们祖先呢，就是用这样的自由选择相信了撒旦的谎言。
And so it is our ancestors use this kind of freedom of choice to choose to believe in the lies of Satan.
人因此堕落，成为了罪。
And therefore to become fallen and to become sinners.
这就是第二点，是个坏消息。
And this is the second point, it is bad news.
人有三个部分，有灵，有魂，有体。我们的灵是死的，废了，不能认识神，不能感受到神的存在。
And so we have three parts. There's the spirit, soul, and the body. The spirit is dead. It is no longer of use. We cannot know God because of it.
我们的魂充满了各样的私欲，坏到极处。
And our soul is filled up with all kinds of desires and is corrupt.
我们身体一天天朽坏衰败，走向灭亡。
And then every day we're decaying. We're walking towards death.
圣经把这样堕落之后的人呢，称之为旧人。
And the Bible calls such a man the old man.
好，下来我们讲最后一点，第三点，这是一个好消息。
And then the last point, it is a good news.
那么前一阵我们家漏雨了。
So a while ago, my roof was leaking.
我们就找人来修。
So we found someone who's going to fix it for us.
那工人上房顶之后呢，就把那一层哈沥青所做的那一块一块的小房顶啊，一块一块的掀开来，结果发现呢，铺在沥青下面的木板那些 plywood 都已经糟烂。
So when the workers went up on the roof and they took off the asphalt roof tiles, and they find that the plywood underneath has already been been destroyed.
当时我们有两个选择，一个选择是把那些已经烂的板留下来。在上面铺上了新的那些沥青的小板。
So we have two choices. Either we can keep the old roof plywood and then just lay new tiles on top of it.
这样呢可以撑一阵子，还比较省钱。
And this could will last for a little bit, and it is also cheaper.
另外一个办法是把连木板通通换成新的。
And the second option is to take off all of the plywood and replace it with new.
虽然要多花一些钱，代价也大一些，但是换好之后，我可以向大家宣布，我们家现在有一个全新的房顶，彻底解决了过去漏雨的问题。
And then therefore it would be new, and then everything would be new, and I can definitely tell everyone we have a new roof, although it will be more money and the price but it's a new roof.
同样的道理，旧人的出路不是修修补补，乃是通过得到一个新的生命而成为一个新造。
And along the same lines, the route to escape the old man is not to patch and repair in small pieces, but rather to forge forward in a new way, a new path.
新造当中的这个新的生命呢，圣经称它为永生，或者是神的生命。
And in this new creation, there is this new life, and the new life is also called eternal life.
回答一开始那个问题，一个新造的人就是一个在里面有永生、有神生命的人。
And to answer the original question, it is that in a new creation, there is the eternal life, and there is a man, therefore you become a man with God's life.
一般的人对永生的理解就是永远不死，永远活着，就是万岁万万岁。
And mostly people normally would think of eternal life as a never dying life.
但是圣经中所说的永生，它意义更加丰富，也更加的深刻。
And but the eternal life described in the Bible is much more abundant and much more complete.
首先，我们的灵活过来。
First is that our spirit would be revived.
耶稣复活之后，来到门徒当中，向他们吹了一口气。然后告诉他们说：“你们受圣灵。”
When Jesus resurrected, he blew a breath upon the disciples and says, "You now have the Holy Spirit."
所以呢，借着这口气，我们里面的灵又活过来，我们可以在灵里面来敬拜神。
And because of this breath, our spirit has been revived, and therefore we can worship God.
我刚到教会的时候，其实很喜欢听基督徒唱诗歌，觉得诗歌很好听。有的时候诗歌甚至能够触摸到你的心灵。
So when I first became a believer, I like to go to the church and listen to the hymns because I feel the hymns are very enjoyable to listen to. And it also touches upon your heart.
但是呢，对有一件事情非常不习惯。
But there's one thing that I'm uncomfortable with.
啥事呢？就是听基督徒的祷告。
Which is to listen to believers pray.
特别是碰上嗓门大的，他一开口祷告。
Especially to those listening to those who have a very loud voice.
他明明离着你很远，你这边还吓一大跳。
Although they're very far away from you, but you're still startled by the prayer.
我说干啥呀？我耳朵挺好的，能听见。
And I always wonder why I could hear well and I can hear you.
还有些基督徒祷告的时候感情特别丰富，还阴阳顿挫的。
And there are also believers who are full of emotion when they pray.
哎，我听得心里头发毛。
And I feel a bit awkward.
那现在我在聚会中也祷告。
So now within the gathering, I also pray.
也许你们听着也挺难过，也挺让你们受罪。
Maybe it's kind of awkward or hard for you to listen to me pray.
希望你能理解，因为现在我们灵活了，我们可以跟神讲话了，我们可以跟他交流了。
But hope you understand that because our spirit is now alive, now we can speak to God, now we can communicate with Him.
当我们祷告的时候，说明我们里面的灵活过来了。
When we pray, it demonstrates that our spirit is alive.
永生还有第二层的意义是魂这一方面的。
And the eternal life has a second level meaning, which is in regards to the soul.
人的魂是做什么用的？
What is the purpose of man's soul?
用莎士比亚在《哈姆雷特》里面的一句台词就可以概括。
And to use Shakespeare's quote in Hamlet, he says.
Maybe Daniel, you can first.
Okay, to be or not to be, that is the question.
翻过来中文就是向左或是向右，这才是问题。我们所做的每个决定都是出自我们的魂，心思里面想要得着，情感里面愿意得着，意志里面下决心去得着。
So the question here is that every decision comes about from our soul, from the things that we want to have, from the feelings we are willing to have, and even toward the things we decide that we must have.
所以呢，当神把他生命的气息吹在我们里面，让我们灵活过来之后。
So when God breathed His life in us, and when we're revived.
这个生命在我们里面要改变更新我们的魂。
And this life within us will change and revive, renew our soul.
所以在魂这方面，我们不说我们的魂现在是活的。
So in regards to our soul, we wouldn't say that our soul is quite alive right now.
而是说我们的魂被更新。
We wouldn't say that our soul is becoming a revived, but rather our soul is renewed.
说一句挺哲学的话。
Let me say in very philosophical terms.
就是我还是我。
It is that I am still I.
但我不再是我。
But I am no longer I.
我还是我，但我不再是我。
I'm still myself, but I'm no longer myself.
给大家讲一个真实的故事。
Let me give you a real story.
上个世纪80年代，大陆和台湾通航之后。
So in the last century, when Taiwan and mainland China opened, travel.
那有一个亲爱的台胞去大陆旅游。
So there was a beloved Taiwanese individual who went to China to travel.
那有人教他哈，说呢，你出发之前可以先在台湾买好一些电器，比方说电视啊、洗衣机啊、冰箱啊这些家用电器。
So he says that before you go, someone taught him to before you go, you can in Taiwan buy some household appliance like TVs or washing machine and fridge and so forth.
然后你不用取货，你只要带着收据啊、带着收据，那你进关报税的时候呢，你告诉工作人员说，你买的这些电器哈是送给亲戚的。
So he says don't receive the goods, just take the receipt. And when you enter into the custom, just say, you don't need to declare taxes, just say that this is to gifts to relatives.
那为什么这样做呢？因为你是买给亲戚的，所以不用交税。
So why do you do it this way? Because if it's gift, then you don't need to pay taxes.
那他就这样做了，带着他的收据，一到大陆，果然就有人来找他。
So of course he did it in such a this way. So when he got to China, people came up to him.
把用高价把他的收据买走。
And they used a very good price, high price to buy the receipts.
用这个收据呢，就可以在国内取货。
And because they can use the receipts to receive the goods in China.
他轻而易举的就赚了一笔钱，很高兴。
So very easily he was able to make a good sum of money. He was very happy.
啊，就玩啊。
So he had a good time.
可是有一天回到旅馆之后。
But one day when he returned to his the hotel.
他开始坐立不安。
So he was just feeling very uncomfortable.
那心里头有个声音一直责备他。
So there was a voice just constantly criticizing him, or just
让他挥之不去。
And so he just could not get rid of this voice in his heart.
于是呢，他就找一个僻静的地方去祷告，因为呢，他是基督徒。
So he decided to find a quiet place to pray because he's a Christian.
结果没想到他一祷告就开始哭起来。
So unbeknownst to him, when he started to pray, he started to cry.
一个当过兵、吃过很多苦的大男人，从来都不会哭。
So he's a man who's been a soldier who has suffered quite a lot, who has never cried.
那天他哭了很久，哭到后来他说他手指头发麻。
So he cried to such extent that he was numb in his hands.
他一面哭，一面向神认罪，求神赦免。
He cried and he prayed, and at the same time he asked for God to forgive him, and he repented.
那回到台湾之后啊，这件事还是让他心里面不平安。
So when he returned to Taiwan, this still caused a lot of he continues to feel uncomfortable about this.
怎么办呢？他的拿到的钱已经花了，对不对？黄牛呢已经转手，把电器用更高的价格卖出去了。
And so what would he do? He's already spent the money. He's already sold the goods.
那这就是想办法补救，啊！结果真给他想出来一个很傻很傻的办法，他做了一件很傻的事儿。
So he tried to think, come up with a way to redeem himself in this. And eventually he was able to come up with a way.
他开了一张支票，他大概算了一下，他偷税得这个赚了多少钱，然后开一张支票寄给大陆的政府部门，把偷来的这个偷税得来的钱还给税务局。
So he did some calculations, figure out how much taxes he stole. Or rather, he did not pay. So he wrote a check and sent it over to the Chinese government to pay this difference in taxes.
一个很平凡的故事。
It's a very normal story.
没有惊天动地、可歌可泣的。
There's nothing amazing or crazy about the story.
但是让我们在这个普通人的人身上看到一个新造的人应该是什么样子。
But in this very simple story, this very average individual's life, we can see what it means to be a new creation.
他还是他。
He is still himself.
他的特征、他的个性还在那里。
His characteristic, his personalities, they're all still there.
但是如今他里面有一个过去没有的东西。
But now he has something that he's never had before.
让他不仅能够意识到自己的罪，心里面伤痛，而且还有悔改的实际行动，还有勇气把这样一段丢人的经历告诉大家。
And not only that, he has he has something else. Not only does he have this experience, he has this opportunity to repent, and he has the boldness to tell the story to everyone.
他还是他,
he is still himself, but he is no longer himself. But it is Christ who lives in him.
旧事已过,
For the old has passed, and all things are new.
当我们讲到新造的人讲到永生的时候, 有两个方面。
So when we speak of a new creation and speak of eternal life, there are two aspects.
从时间上讲不错, 永生就是永恒, 永生包含着永恒。
And it is true from a temporal perspective that eternal life is eternal, and eternal life includes eternity.
对,一个新造的人,他脱离死亡,
A new creation will escape from death and he will live forever.
另一方面呢,
and on the other aspect, eternal life also points to the nature of the life or the characteristic of this life.
在新造的人里面有神的生命和生命的性情带和生命所带来的性情.
So in this new life, in this new creation, there is the life of God and the characteristic that this new life brings.
成为一部新的手机,没有任何的病毒,并且一直接在电源上.
To become a new cell phone, new smartphone headset, to not contain any viruses but to be forever connected to the power source.
有一次我回哈尔滨,离开的那一天呢, 恰巧碰上我中学一个同学的父亲火葬,火化出葬。
So one day I returned to Harbin and was leaving that the day I was leaving I met up to a student I ran into a student whose father a classmate whose father was going to a cremation.
那我和班上的同学还有班主任老师一起去殡仪馆。
So we along with other classmates and also the teacher in the class we all went to meet at the funeral home.
老师对我们说你们进去吧,我不敢去。 因为他很小,不敢看死人的棺材。
And the teacher said to us, you can go ahead. I'm too afraid to go in because she's afraid to see the coffin.
我们进去不久,工作人员就把灵车推出来。
Not long after we enter, the people there pushed out the cart.
那整个会厅里面立刻哭成一团。
And during that entire the situation, just everyone was crying all of a sudden.
我同学的一个姐姐当场哭昏了过去。
And one of the sisters of my classmate, she cries to so much that she passed out.
你在国内的时候有没有去过殡仪馆?
When you were in China, have you ever been to a funeral home?
那是我最不愿意去的地方。
It is a place that I really dislike going.
在那里你听到的是不停地播放的哀乐,令人压抑。
And there they play all kinds of sounds that's really sad and sad music and oppressive music.
你听到的是那些亲人一阵阵撕心裂肺的哀嚎。
And you hear the relative just cry with such sorrow.
你到处看到的是充满了悲伤,哀痛和绝望的面孔。
And everywhere you look is full of sadness, full of hopelessness on the people's faces.
你到那之后,所有的一切都提醒你,人类有一个可怕的仇敌。
And when you're there, everything there reminds of you that mankind has a terrifying enemy.
死亡,这个无法战胜的仇敌。
And that is death, an enemy that cannot be defeated.
无论今天我们如何的岁月静好,有一天死亡要吞吃我们每一个人。
No matter how good our days today they are, but one day, every single one of us will be taken by it.
只有永生是我们的盼望。
Only eternal life is our hope.
永生,之所以是永生,是因为它能够战胜死亡。
Eternal life, is eternal life, it is because it is able to overcome death.
而耶稣自己从死里复活, 就证明他有永生。
And Jesus, his resurrection from the dead demonstrates that he has eternal life.
讲到历史上的耶稣，有两件事情是确定。
Regarding the historical Jesus, there are two things that are definitive.
第一件，耶稣是一个真实的历史人物。第二件，他被罗马人钉了十字架。
First is that he is a true historical figure, and secondly, he was crucified by the Romans.
耶稣他自己没有犯罪，但是因为他宣称自己是神的儿子，是弥赛亚，所以呢，让犹太人无法容忍。
Jesus himself never sinned, but because he proclaimed that he is the Son of God, he is the Messiah, and it is something that the Jews cannot accept.
犹太人迫使罗马行政长官判耶稣死刑，钉十字架。
And for this reason, he was sentenced to death and crucified upon the cross.
耶稣被钉十字架之前，他有十二个门徒。
Before he was crucified, he had 12 disciples.
当这些门徒看到他们跟随了三年的老师被抓、被判刑、被钉十字架的时候，他们的希望破灭了，理想破灭了。
And when they saw that the teacher whom they followed for 3.5 years was taken captive, was held, and was sentenced, their hope and their future were all just shattered.
他们心里面充满了恐惧。
Their heart was full of fear, terror.
但是令人不可思议的是，耶稣一死，这些门徒竟然公开宣称耶稣从死里复活了。
What's amazing and unexpected is that as soon as he died, soon after he died, his disciples all proclaimed that Jesus is alive.
他们这样讲，当然没有人相信。当时的人是这样，现在的人还是这样。
Of course, when they said this, that no one believed. The people of that time are just like the people of today.
那这些门徒他们凭什么说耶稣复活呢？
Now, by what evidence are they saying that Christ, Jesus is still alive?
他们有许多的证据，其中最重要的一个就是耶稣的坟墓空了，耶稣的身体不翼而飞。
And there are many proofs, but one is that the tomb that Jesus was buried in is empty, and his body is no longer found.
这是一个关键证据。
This is a critical evidence.
虽然是我相信哈，当时很多人一定去核实过，特别是那些不相信他复活的人。
And there are many people try to disprove this, especially those who never believed.
你们不是说耶稣复活了吗？好啊，你带我去看看耶稣的坟墓。如果他尸体还在那里，看你们怎么说，他复活了呢？
And didn't you say that Jesus is alive? Well, take me to his tomb, and if his body is still there, then is still there, how could he possibly be alive?
所以耶稣坟墓肯定是空了，不但耶稣的门徒相信，当时的人都没有办法否认。
And yes, it is true that Jesus' tomb is empty. The people at the time cannot deny this.
所以呢，问题是这个坟墓是怎么空的？那历来有三种解释。
So then the question becomes, how did the tomb become empty? There are three ways to explain this.
我估计咱们再聪明也想不出第四种。
I don't know if we're smart, we cannot possibly think of a fourth way to explain.
第一种是昏厥说，第二种是被盗说，第三种是幻觉说。
And the first is a fainting theory. The second is the theft theory, and the last
imagination.
Right, imagination theory.
Okay, 昏厥就是说耶稣啊，他在遭受了酷刑、遍体鳞伤之后，但是没有死，只是昏了。坟墓里面又通气又凉爽，所以呢，耶稣凭着他年轻、身体强壮，所以自己醒过来，离开了坟墓。
So the first is that Jesus never died. He was he merely fainted upon the cross, and that because the tomb is when he was tomb in the tomb, he woke up, and therefore he was never dead.
被盗说呢，是说耶稣死了。他的尸体被他的门徒偷走，这样造成耶稣复活的骗局。
And the second is to say that that when Jesus died, his disciples stole his body, and therefore started this deception.
那第三种呢，是说门徒太想念耶稣了，以致产生幻觉，以为耶稣复活。
And the third is that the disciples, because they missed Jesus so much that they imagined that they saw him.
我们不妨先排除幻觉说，因为很多人证实耶稣复活之后多次向他们显现，他们一起吃一起喝教导他们。
So we can discard the last theory, which is imagination theory, because there are many people who can confirm this, that Jesus appeared to them and they ate and they drank and they were with him. So the FBI can confirm with every one of them.
那这个昏厥说和盗厥说又怎么样呢?
But what about the fainting theory and the theft theory?
耶稣下葬的时候，耶稣下葬以后是在坟墓，那这个比较接近，应该比较接近耶稣的坟墓。我们注意的是，在这个坟墓的旁边有一块一人高的大石头。
So when Jesus was buried in the tomb, this is similar to what Jesus' tomb would have looked like. Next to it would have been a big block of boulder about one person's height.
耶稣的尸体放到这个洞里之后呢，就用这个大石头把门封上。Once
his body is laid in the tomb, the stone will be rolled over the opening.
门外是一队罗马的兵丁看守。Outside
of the door, there will be a pair of centurions who will be guarding.
石头门上再用一个封条封起来。And
the rock would be sealed also with another block, or with a seal.
所以呢，有 soldier, 有 stone, 有 seal 是三S。
So there are three S's in the situation, soldier, stone, and seal.
如果耶稣真的是昏厥了醒过来了，他怎么能够离开？怎么能够在罗马人的眼皮底下离开？
And if Jesus was merely fainted, how can he possibly leave or even leave under the guard of the soldiers?
耶稣的门徒怎么把这个石头滚开，然后在罗马人的眼皮底下把尸体偷走？
And secondly, how can also the disciples roll open the tomb and also steal the body under the guard of the soldiers?
最后一个问题，门徒把耶稣尸体偷走，然后到处说耶稣复活，他们要达到什么目的？
And the third is, if the disciples were to steal the body of Jesus and to tell everyone that he is alive, what is the end purpose for this?
他们为什么要撒这样的谎呢?
Why do they need to tell such a lie?
我们每个人都撒过谎，我们都知道撒谎、掩盖真相，不外乎有两个目的。And
we all told lies, and we know that there's a purpose to telling lies.
第一，掩盖，对不对？严重一点的是掩盖罪恶，轻一点的是掩盖过失或者过犯。So
there's really just two purposes to us when we lie. There's two purposes for our lying. One is that it's to cover over a great wrongdoing, and secondly is to just cover over like a small mishap or a small.
第二类呢是骗取利益和好处。
Sorry, that's the first part. The second part, the second purpose is to steal, to gain an advantage.
如果耶稣没有复活,
if Jesus never resurrected.
如果耶稣门徒编造他复活的谎言,四处的传播,
if the disciples told a lie and was spreading this lie.
然后他们有一个算一个,不惜赴汤蹈火,无论受到什么样的逼迫,被枪刺死也好,被刀砍了也好,被钉十字架也好, 反正到死也不改口,把谎言进行到底。So
what they've done is that in order they kept stay to this this lie, that no matter and they also spread this lie across all of the world, and then and to such extent that they, no matter what kind of suffering, however they suffer, whether it's by death by the spear, whether it's by beheading or by being crucified, and no matter what happened, they never recanted this lie.
天底下哪有这样的疯子、这样的骗子、这样的傻子？
And they extended this lie all the way till the end. In the world, where is this kind of what kind of crazy person is this that would do such a thing?
所以我们完全有理由相信耶稣的门徒，他们所传讲耶稣复活是真的。So it is safe
for us to believe that when they say that Jesus is dead, is resurrected, that it is the truth.
耶稣他复活了。Jesus
resurrected.
证明了他就是神的儿子。It
it proved that he is the Son of God.
告诉我们说他所说的每一句话我们都是可信的。And
it tells us that every word that he says is trustworthy.
他说信耶稣的人得永生。He
says that all those who trust in him shall have eternal life.
所以我们相信信耶稣的我们就有永生。
Therefore, we believe that all those who trust in him will have eternal life.
所以我们可以像圣经所说的那样，向死亡夸口说：“死啊，你得胜的权利在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”
And therefore, that is why we can say, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, death, where's your sting?"
圣经也告诉我们说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
And the Bible also says, "If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and may believe in your heart that God did raise him out of the dead, then you shall be saved."
你愿意口里认耶稣为主，你心里相信他从死里复活吗？
Are you willing to confess with your mouth that He is the Lord? Are you willing to believe that He is risen?
我真的相信，在我们当中，有人今天第一次相信耶稣从死里复活。
I truly believe, and today among us, is there anyone who will believe for the first time that Jesus is
我们来
risen?
审查一下自己的内心，这个人可能不是别人，正是你。
Take a look at your heart, examine your heart. Perhaps that person is no one else but yourself.
口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救，就是一个新造的人。
If you confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and may believe in your heart that God did raise him out of the dead, then you shall be saved.
只有新造的人才会这样承认，才会这样相信。
Only a new creation will confess and will believe.
下面我带大家祷告，感谢主耶稣把生命、把永生赐给一切相信的人。
And let me lead us in a prayer and thank the Lord, God for giving us eternal life and give us our Jesus.
如果你相信耶稣从死里复活，请你坐在你的地方和我们一起祷告。
If you believe that Jesus has been is raised from the dead, then wherever you sit, may you pray with us.
你可以发出声来，你也可以在心里面祷告。
You can pray out loud, or you can pray in your heart.
非常简短的一个祷告。
It is a very short prayer.
主耶稣，我感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
虽然我是罪人，但是你还爱我。
Although I am a sinner, but you still love me.
你为我死在十字架上。
And you've died on the cross for me.
使我的罪可以得着赦免。
So that my sin can be forgiven.
我相信你从死里复活。
And I believe that you've resurrected from the dead.
让一切信你的都有永生。
So that all those who trust in you may have eternal life.
成为新造的人。
And be a new creation.
阿门。
Amen.
最后我还有一个请求。
And I have a last request.
如果这是你第一次这样的祷告。
If it is the first time that you've said such a prayer.
聚会结束之后，请你告诉邀请你来的弟兄或者姐妹。
After the conclusion of this meeting, please let the brother or sister who has invited you, let them know.
或者告诉教会其他弟兄姐妹，你做了这样的祷告。
Or let anybody else from any other brother or sister from church know that you've said such a prayer.
这是一个新造的人的祷告。
This is the prayer of a new creation.
恭喜你成为新造。
I want to congratulate you on becoming a new creation.
这是我们这一辈子能够得到的最大的祝福。
And this is the greatest blessing we can have in this life.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you.